The TS diagram shows us that the reheat Rankine cycle combines all of the advantages of the superheat method with the simple method of increasing the boiler pressure and decreasing the condenser pressure. The result is an increase in QH and no change or even a decrease in QC. Both of these effects result in a significant increase in the thermal efficiency of the cycle. At the same time, the quality of the effluent from the final turbine increased. Now perhaps you notice that the same advantages could be gained using just a superheat cycle. This possibility is represented by the yellow path on the TS diagram. The difference is that both the boiler and the turbine must be able to operate at much higher temperatures to achieve comparable results using a Rankine superheat cycle. So, the Rankine reheat cycle has some excellent characteristics. Now, let's talk about regeneration.